Good morning time for One-on-One with the Pro, and one of my favorite pros is Casey Williams here at Green Country Village Senior Living Community. And how are you doing today? Wacky Wednesday, right?
It is, and it's Orange and Black Day today. I'm glad it's not Monsters Ball because I wouldn't want to be dressed as a monster right now, although it is on radio, so you really can't see me. But yeah, so, you know, we just do something a little bit different every Wednesday. We've had Polka Dot Day. We've had favorite sports team days. Today is Orange and Black Day, just to start getting in the mood for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And so it's a fun way for the associates and the residents just to kind of do something fun and wacky. And now, and we'll talk about our 30th anniversary here in a little bit.
But which is huge.
Humongous, and it's exciting. But we have these cool T-shirts. And for the first time since I've worked at Green Country Village, we have Jeans Day if we wear our 30th anniversary T-shirts. And so it's a fun way to celebrate our longevity here in Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is really something else. You know, the sun is shining and people are feeling a little bit better. And we all know that this COVID thing is still with us here. Mm-hmm. But I understand that great things are happening out there at Green Country Village.
Yes, and you know, it is. You know, things are looking good for Washington County. And that's kind of how we decide on, especially in independent living, how we're going to reopen.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good basis, good barometer.
Yeah, it is. And for us too, we're still serving the most vulnerable population.
You bet.
So we really are taking baby steps in things just to make sure that our residents remain mm-hmm. virus-free as they've had since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so we think that probably some of what we're doing and what the residents are doing is working. And so, but now we are opening up internally and a little bit externally. Mm-hmm. We have dining in the dining room. We've had that for several weeks now.
Wow. That right there probably just lifted the spirits of nearly everybody.
I will tell you, that was the one mm-hmm. thing that they were missing the most. They understood why we couldn't do it. And now it is reserve seating. There is limited seating. We're on a, you know, we've
got to space out.
Yeah, we have to space out and decrease, but now we have several seatings so that we can accommodate all that wish to dine in our dining area. And then some people have kind of loved having it served in their apartment. And so we're still doing that.
That's good.
For those that kind of want us, you know, eat at home. So it's the best of both worlds, I think. Our activities internally, we can have more people internally. We can offer more things. And so that's really been something that the residents, it feels, quote, a little more normal. It's our new normal. And we're just delighted that we can offer that for our residents.
Mm. Wow. That is really tremendous. Now, you hinted on this just a little bit ago.
Uh-huh.
Let's roll into it. 30 years and going strong. It just seems like it just got started a little while ago, but 30 years goes quickly, doesn't it?
It really does. I will say that I was not here when they mm-hmm. started building. I may have been here for a brief amount of time, and then we were transferred to Tulsa. But what our history is that there were some churches and some business people that were thinking, we really need an upscale, lovely place for our seniors to live.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out only as independent. And so 30 years ago, our independent residence started being built. We, mm-hmm. I think we welcomed our first resident September 16th, 1990. And it's a not-for-profit, which means we're the only Green Country. We have a board of directors that serves Green Country Village. And so for us that work at Green Country Village, our, quote, bosses are our residents. And then we also get guidance from our board of directors. And so that makes it personal to those of us that work at Green Country.
Makes it more like a family.
It is. It really is a family. And so, and I've mentioned this before, we're lucky enough to be managed by Life Care Services, and that's what they do. They manage senior living communities. And so what they help us with is, like, they help me with my merchandising and my advertising and things like that. In each area, they help mm-hmm. our culinary, those kind of things, for best practices, what's the trends that's going. So I am thinking that they've been managing us for 12-ish years. And one of the things for me personally I'm so grateful for is when the virus came in March to Oklahoma, or when we started seeing it coming down the road, they were already dealing with other communities on each coast that were seeing, you know, some infections, you know, increase. And so they were giving us great guidance on really how to serve our population here in Oklahoma. So that's great, but it's just really been fun. There was a donation of land as well as financial backing from the churches and business people 30 years ago. And here we stand, still 30 years going strong. And then our assisted living, they saw that a different level of care was being needed in the Bartlesville area. So our assisted living and memory care opened 20 years ago last year. So they're legal now. They're 21 years today. So there's a long-term longevity, history, reputation that we're just proud to uphold here at 30 years.
And we always talk about what a great community in which we live. And Bartlesville came up to the plate and did this all about 30 years ago, seeing a need and saying, hey, look, we're going to help you. And wow. And we're still going strong with great community support once again.
Once again. And we talk about this every single time, Tom, about the community support and how, you know, they've supported all our arts. They've supported our schools. They support our seniors. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, Bartlesville's really a unique place to be. And so when we see places like Green Country that was answering the call from the community, or the community was answering the call for our seniors, that, you know, we just know we're in a great place to live.
Yeah. My goodness sakes. So this started off with a real good idea, and it's been going strong for 30 years because that idea lives on, and there are people who really need that place to advance to. Mm-hmm. When you know, age kind of slows you down a little bit, that house might be just a little too much to handle. Yep. And this is a place where you can call home sweet home 2.0.
Yep. And, you know, we're just pleased, you know, our local board of directors really are serve on other boards. They are business people or retired business people. They really have the finger on the pulse of Bartlesville. And so we get that great support from our board of directors too. And I kind of laugh about this. I know we have a management company, but I go back to our residents and our board of directors kind of being the ones that we work with. Is I'm not answering to some, you know, call center in Sacramento. It's the gentleman or the woman that lives in our community. Mm-hmm. And so for me and others like me, it makes it personal.
It does. It really does. Now, we talked about things opening up a little bit at a time and with the overabundance of caution and care.
Right.
And that has been a nice slow walk. And I think the residents really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But for folks who might be interested, are we still doing the online tours or have we opened up that area?
So we can do inside visits for those that are interested just to visit inside. Mm-hmm. We have designated areas for inside visits.
Got it.
For those who are really serious or who have chosen an apartment already, that we can do a, quote, tour. It has to be scheduled, and we have to use all the CDC guidelines with screening and all that. But yes, we're not like we used to be, but we can certainly offer those in-person conversations.
That's a big step.
Yes.
That is a big step. The staycations are still a ways away.
Yep, they are, but, you know, we'll get there. We're going to get there, and that'll be exciting when that happens. One of the things we talked about inside, but externally.
Yeah. Let's talk about the cosmetics here. This is good stuff.
Really, it's been really, really fun. Those of you that listened last month, Tyler Watts, our new life enrichment director, he's all about the dimensions of wellness, and one of them is just kind of nature, being out there, fitness. Mm-hmm. And so we have 26 acres, so many outside areas. There's decks, there's covered patios, there's courtyards, there's a walking trail. Mm. But a lot of these little corners weren't being utilized to their full potential.
Got it.
And so Tyler was just like, now the grill that we have over here, are people using it here? And I was like, you know, not really. And we kind of discussed it. And he found this great covered patio area that he's working on now, putting flowers out. He's cleaning it up, getting some beautiful outdoor furniture, some hanging porch swings, and then our big grill. Because with what we're doing now as families and with this weather like it is, outside,
gorgeous.
Outside time together, we can accommodate that. We can have a cookout with your family members if you live at Green Country. And we have a great covered area that's going to be ready for our residents and their families and friends, you know, if they choose to utilize that. And so there are some other things in the making as far as outside cleanup and ways to utilize our outside area. So that's been a lot of fun.
You got a beautiful outside anyway, and wow, and to hear these enhancements, that's a double wow.
Yeah, yep. And what's also exciting is we have seen an influx of new residents since I've talked to you last. And I think people are, you know, thinking, okay, we're seeing that we would be safe. There's things to do. I'm at home. I'm not really doing much now. So if I move to Green Country, I'll have much more social life. I'll have someone cooking my meals for me and cleaning my apartment for me. And so we've seen a huge influx in the last month, and we're anticipating several more in October and November of new folks moving in. And it's just, it adds some excitement with the residents and the associates. So we welcome all those people that have already moved in or are getting ready to.
That's really cool to see that folks are calling it home sweet home.
Yes, yep. And we welcome them. And, you know, I think the new ones that have started meeting people or already knew people that are getting really active in the activities that we have, are, you know, really seeing what the social life, how isolated they may have felt before. So it's been a wonderful season right now.
Well, yeah. Let's keep that moving forward. That's really going to be neat.
So I just invite anybody that's interested or just not quite sure, you can call me at 918-335-2086. I also, we also have the Green Country website that we're trying to update with pictures. We have webinars that you can join. There's articles, Facebook. And so that's www.greencountryvillage.com. And you can also like click on that and ask a question or ask me to send you something, anything like that. So I just welcome you to stop on by or give us a shout, because we are open still, for business.
Still doing some of that virtual touring too?
Yes, which is helpful for those that maybe right now aren't ready to come, or if it's an adult child or someone lives out of town. I can get that virtual tour to you or do a FaceTime. You know, technology is a blessing anyway, so it's I'm still using it.
I was going to ask you, how keen have your... computer skills gotten sharper.
It was a sharp learning curve. and fortunately, we have some employees that are younger than me that I can say, could you help me? And so, but they've improved, but I'm enjoying using it. So
that's great.
Yeah. Always good to see
you. And you too, Casey Williams from Green Country Village Senior Living Community. Give them that phone number once again, please.
Okay, 918-335-2086, and or like us on Facebook or check out our website.
Thank you very much, Casey. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Good to see you.
We've got more coming up.